The Wisdom Podcast is birthed out of the Wisdom Blog, a digital healing hub of inspired consciousness, sacred and practical wisdom, and the divine teachings of authentic power, living one's truth, and spiritual, or as we call it, unconditional love. Many of the topics that we cover arise out of my work with clients who have chosen to live their life from a place of self-honesty and truth. And in doing so, they quite naturally begin the journey inward, recognizing their authentic self, their capacity for being love, and choosing to live as their highest self. Each episode offers divinely inspired teachings and insight that will show you how to live consciously aware, to access your inner wisdom, and to help you make the best choices for living an infinite potential. My goal and highest intention in sharing this podcast is for you to heal, to feel wholeness, and to know that you are deserving and worthy and of great love, and to be this love in the world and for the rest of your life. Join me for consciously inspired truth and new thought paradigms for living an infinitely abundant and love-filled life here and now. In the early days and weeks of this new year, I encourage of you to begin a practice that will shift your mindset, that will open you to find and live of your authentic happiness, generated by kind and thoughtful action, and the willingness to live from your heart. It's something that we all need to become better at as we seek to grow our consciousness, to live inspired by what fulfills us and evokes deeper meaning and purpose. When you practice kindness purposefully, you limit the focus on negativity, judgment, and criticism. You open your mind and your heart to what truly matters. For example, it matters far less if you are right or believed to be better than another. What matters is your honor, to be of your word, your light, to continue to do your best, to always seek self-improvement, because this is what enables you to rise up and to do the right thing, even when others may not choose so. As you look forward, as you reflect upon the importance of what we all have experienced, a global pandemic, and a virus that is not going away, it is here. An inescapable reminder that we all must share the same values of loving kindness, of honor and respect for ourselves and all living beings, of raising our consciousness and for being clear that it is no longer okay to cause damage, to cause suffering, whether in our actions unto the environment and the planet, or in unkind and unloving thoughts, words, and actions toward ourselves or any other living being. In being reminded of what is most important in your life, choose kindness first. In returning to the importance of kind action, are you ready? Are you ready to seek to live this in all places in your life, beginning with your mind, influenced by the new thoughts that you choose to hold? In a recent episode, I spoke about what it can mean for your life when you begin to say yes to everything that is showing up in support of you. Consider yes as a mantra for this new year and as a way of living your life on purpose and in full collaboration with all that you seek to manifest. You will decide the best and right path to take. First, be willing to look ahead at all that is possible for you to decide. In that same episode, I also asked the question, how has the past year of your life changed you for the better? It's important to contemplate this answer because your answer helps you to be more aware, to be aware of the changes in your life that have resulted in part because of this virus, and also as a result of what you are choosing, to what you are being shown, to what you need to pay greater attention to what you can be grateful for, to how you can change for the better as self-evolution and growth, and for what simple blessings you overlooked now right before you on your path. Right here. You have all of the most incredible gifts in your life, only now to feel great appreciation of these. How can you be kind first? Practically speaking, kindness is always possible, as you yourself are at peace. It must be something that you are consciously aware, mindful of choosing, and deliberate in the ways in which you are kind. Think about small acts of kindness, such as smiling at random strangers, waving to your neighbors from across the street, helping the clerk at the grocery store bag your groceries, checking in with a family member to let them know you care. What about making your kindness next level in seeking to engage with others in a way that leaves them happier because of the exchange that they just had with you? It's simple, yes, but do we make a practice of being kind first? In all of the places that you interact with another living being, you can be kind. Then there are the unique situations and moments in which it can be more challenging, when others are unkind or upset, discourteous, angered, even enraged. Hopefully this is very infrequent, but it does give you an opportunity to test out your calm vibe and to practice kindness and respect. You can disagree. You can say no to someone. You can stand your ground and uphold healthy boundaries. You can dispel what ideas and perceptions have been wrongfully made, all with kindness and love. When emails or voicemails or texts become a weapon to be hurtful, rather than a means of sharing kindness and love, you don't have to jump in the same way as another may be. You can walk the path of deliberate kindness as a character trait that you pride yourself on. If you embrace kindness first, you can still have the important conversations, perhaps at a later time, but in the full freedom of upholding what values are upstanding. You can use your voice. Just remember to do so with kindness and for good. Your kindness, as good as it is, does not ensure that the other person will be ready to change, or to become self-aware, or to concede in what hurt they have caused and make amends. However, you can trust that your kindness made a difference. Your high moral ground and respectful acts of kindness displays your character in a moment in which another person has faltered. Your decision to be kind begins with you. It's about you wanting to live peacefully, to be of love and loving kindness, because this often creates a reciprocal and chain reaction as others feel your kindness and care. It lifts their spirit. It can de-escalate anger, and it serves to brighten someone's day and to help them to feel loved and cared for. Once you begin, once you get into the groove of how kindness may be a state of being that you seek and live from, it really does become your go-to, and it feels natural and of ease. Something that is so important here is to first practice kindness unto yourself, to place yourself into a state of calm with kind and loving thoughts that set you up for a beautiful day. Then, as a natural outpouring of this happiness, you can easily be kind first to all others that you are in contact with, and each time that you wish to live of your goodness. Here, I share with you a simple cognitive approach that also opens your heart to give and receive kindness, and to help you in the moments when it may be difficult to be kind, and where your previous reaction may have been a lack of kindness. Let me show you as we experience this together. Here with me, and in a space where you can unplug for a few minutes, close your eyes. You may place one or both hands onto your heart center. This is the Anjali Mudra. Hold the intention to be kindness in and of your heart with sincerity. With the Anjali Mudra, you anchor your intentions here in your heart, making this an even more powerful experience. With your hands over your heart center, feel the connection you have with this part of your body. If you are not able to place one or both hands onto your heart center, consider bringing your hands together in a prayer mudra, with your thumbs resting gently against your heart center, the center of your chest, or resting onto your lap. Then repeat with me, I am kindness. Feel your words. Let your words be spoken with certainty. I am kindness. I am kindness. Say it again. Feel what kindness means as you impress this upon yourself. I am kindness. I am kindness. Next, repeat this statement, and as you do, feel the impact of your words. I hold the intention to be kindness to all others and to myself, because I can, because it is easy for me to do this, and because I feel happiness when I am kind. What does kindness of your mind and heart and of your whole being feel like? Perhaps you will feel the sensations of this, receive the images and ideas of your experience, and the calming and softening into the present moment, and to witness how a state of kindness feels, and what it impresses upon you as a mindset. In this way, you are choosing. You are opening yourself to the practice of choosing kindness as your deliberate state of being. The beauty and simplicity of this practice is that you may return to this often, to be reminded how simple it is to reinforce this habit and best practice as you state your heartfelt intention of this. If the words or actions of another or a situation have moved you out of this preferred state, simply return here. Eyes open or closed as you repeat this I am mantra and the formula for manifesting a state from which you feel the importance of being kind first in and of yourself. And then, as the messenger, to be of this to all living beings, from a perfect Zen-like state that you manifest first unto yourself, and then as kindness abounds to all that you wish to be. Will you share with me some of your acts of kindness and what magic you have spread, what light you bring into the world because you have chosen to be kind first? Remember to be kind first with yourself. Thank you. this feeling that you embody now shifts you into a state of loving kindness, to be this on purpose, and to give this with ease to others. And a few notes on the science of why kindness is so important. There is a chemical connection that explains how acts of kindness contribute to feeling happiness. Intrinsic success based on your character, that is, who you are, and how you show up in the world, how you engage with others and in your life, and also as a treatment for pain, depression, and anxiety. Kindness is a powerful energetic experience that transforms both the giver and recipient at such deep levels that some say it has a miracle effect that can be validated with scientific principles drawn from the quantum sciences of biology, physiology, psychoneuroimmunology, and physics. Let's dive in first to the biological and physiological aspects of kindness. When you open your heart and reach out to others in kindness, your brain releases endorphins, the morphine-like chemicals that produce the feelings of exhilaration, consistent with what is called a runner's high. Acts of kindness, according to research, also cause your brain to release substance P, a neurotransmitter that blocks pain. These two powerful physiological processes have an immense influence on our mind, body, and spirit, and the way that we experience life. A steady flow of endorphins and substance P through our bodies strengthens our immune system, perpetuates feelings of happiness, joy, optimism, and we feel energized. This heightens our sense of well-being so that we feel calmer, more centered, and focused, even in the face of stressful events. Physiologically, these brain chemicals improve circulation, reduce blood pressure, increase body warmth, and improve weight control. Kindness helps us relax so that we can connect with others and with our own good feelings. Other research has shown that the reverse is actually true. When we are angry with others, the flow of these feel-good chemicals is inhibited. They are replaced by cortisol and adrenaline, which create fight, flight, and freeze responses and are associated with stress and trauma. When cortisol and adrenaline are flowing through our body, we typically feel irritable, hostile, helpless, and depressed. Long-term exposure to these chemicals depletes the body's organs and lowers the function of the immune system, which can lead to illness and disease. Now, let's look at acts of kindness from an energetic perspective. Kindness that comes from a place of deep love, joy, gratitude, and appreciation stirs deep emotions that influence your DNA. Experiments at the Institute of HeartMath revealed that DNA changes its shape according to the feelings of researchers who were trained to generate and feel strong emotions. In this experiment, researchers held some human placenta DNA in containers from which they could measure changes in it. When the researchers felt gratitude, love, and appreciation, the DNA in the containers was observed to relax, and the strands unwound and became longer. When the researchers felt anger, fear, frustration, or stress in the presence of these containers of human placenta, the DNA responded by tightening up, becoming shorter and actually switching off its codes. If you've ever felt shut down by negative emotions, you now understand why. When your DNA switches off, it closes down your body's growth program and activates your body's defense software. The HeartMath Institute researchers found that when they shifted to feelings of love, joy, gratitude, and appreciation, the DNA relaxed, unwound, and lengthened, which switched their codes on again. The work of quantum biologist Bruce Lipton also takes this phenomena a step further. His research has shown that our body's computer can only be in growth mode or protection mode. It cannot be in both states at the same time. A lot of the stress that humans encounter over the course of a day is a result of our DNA turning off and on again and again. The more that we are able to sustain the flow of the feel-good chemicals generated by acts of kindness, the more that our DNA relaxes. Thus, the more healthy, connected, and creative we are able to be. This allows our centered and caring energy to ripple around us and influence the energy field of others. As you make the conscious decision to practice kindness as a way of being, you may, as I did, find yourself becoming far more intolerant and negatively affected by the chemicals of cortisol and adrenaline. And instead, experience a growing desire in your mind, body, and spirit to the feel-good chemicals of endorphins and the natural oxytocin boost that occurs biochemically from a single act of kindness. How you feel and interact is a choice. You can use your consciousness to direct the flow of your life. It is also true from both psychological and spiritually based research that what you focus on, you will attract more of into your life. By focusing on being more kind and recognizing the kindness of others, you will be able to consciously and consistently attract more kindness and joy into your life. This is true enlightenment. I'm going to leave all of the references to the research I quoted in the description. And I also wanted to put a shout out to Jane Weinhold, who reported much of this research on her website. I will leave a link to her research article as well for you in the description. And I would love to hear how your experiment of purposeful kindness changes your life. I hope that you'll reach out and share with me what you've noticed and how it's impacted on you for the better. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dorothy. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe and share your feedback on this or any episode with me. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you'll find the Wisdom Blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives, which are an extensive library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, and best therapeutic practices for your whole being, and to nourish and heal your life, plus many other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. Thank you. This is Dorothy.